1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 16 in the English Standard Version. Therefore, David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you and sojourners, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own." This is the word of God.
You may have wondered over time where that ending to the Lord's Prayer came from. If you open to Matthew 6 right now, the chances are your Bible doesn't include "yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." You may have a footnote, you may not even have a footnote including that. And what that means, I could bore you for a half hour on the issue of textual criticism and ancient manuscripts, but it's not in most modern translations because the oldest and best manuscripts don't include it. And it was added later. Most scholars that I've read think it was added late 1st century, early 2nd century, because it's included in an old manuscript, an old church manual called the Didache, where they recorded things, and it became a part of regular church worship, and all the way up to the Middle Ages and the Book of Common Prayer, and it has continued to be used in liturgy across all Christian denominations, to where we almost assume it when you read the Lord's Prayer. Pray the Lord's Prayer, you assume it. Why? Okay, where did it come from originally? It came from this passage, 1 Chronicles 29, where King David prays this as a dedication. It's a beautiful context. Read 1 Chronicles 29. Read the whole chapter. This is David at the end of his life, knowing that his work on earth was pretty much completed and that he was soon gonna lay down and go home to his eternal rest, but preparing everything for his son Solomon to go on and as soon as possible build a temple for the Lord where the people of God would worship in Jerusalem for the next 400 or so years. David himself donated 3,000 talents of gold, which is kind of an unimaginable number for us, the amount of gold he donated, silver and bronze, and he invited the entire people of Israel to follow that example and to give from what they had. So this, it's a worship passage, it's a prayer passage, but it's also, the context is generosity. Is about giving. And so really it's about the context here for us is stewardship. And that's why I've titled this short devotional today, it's all yours. Not meaning you, but pointing up, it's all yours, Lord, it's all his. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. All things are his. So let's just reflect on those, the three refrains of this doxology that closes the Lord's Prayer. What is it that belongs to Jesus? First of all possessions on earth. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, you who are exalted as head above all. It's everything that we have, everything that we are, every kingdom, every nation, every resource, every person, every relationship. If you think about what you possess, none of it's yours. It's all his. If you think about your little land as your kingdom, Guess what? It's his kingdom. He's entrusted it to you to manage as a steward for a very short period of time. But if we look around us, we'll see everything we have actually belongs to him. The kingdom is his. We are simply managers of our time, of our talent, of our energy, our relationships, of our kingdoms. And what we're taught to pray is, your kingdom come. The temptation of this world is to say, my kingdom come. But everything belongs to Jesus, all possessions. Secondly, all power, strength, energy, and victory. Here's how David prays. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Jesus is the King of all kings, the creator and sustainer, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the source and the goal. From him and through him and to him are all things. Think of the significance of why we pray this way and why this doxology has remained in the Lord's Prayer for centuries is because it's so powerful and significant and freeing to pray knowing that it's all his. The kingdom, the power, the glory, the victory, the might, the majesty, it's all his to begin with and now and forevermore. Why do we pray in the name of Jesus? To the Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because we have no power, but he has all of the power. He's the vine, we are the branches, and Jesus said, apart from me, you can do not a little bit, not like a few things. Let's remember this, because apart from Jesus, we have no power. Abiding in Jesus, connected in him, we have access to the limitless power of Jesus, the eternal divine Son of God. He's the vine. He is the head. He is the source. His is the kingdom. His is the power. One more. All praise belongs to him. Here's how David started this prayer, which no Jewish person in 1000 BC was surprised by this beginning to the prayer. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Every Jewish person for thousands of years has started their meals with this prayer, with their annual festivals, their monthly celebrations. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. You could learn it in Hebrew if you really want. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu. It's a very memorable refrain, and this is how David begins his prayer of dedicating these resources, acknowledging they all belong to the Lord anyway. Everything we've donated here to you. Do you see the context of this beautiful prayer? He says, it was all yours anyway. Where did the gold come from, the 3,000 talents of gold? David didn't have that in his piggy bank. He didn't have it, you know, like it was all the Lord's. The Lord provided it for him, and then he, for the temple, gave it back, entrusting his son and the workers to then finish the work. The blessing, the praise, it all belongs to the God of Israel, whose name is Jesus. And now the prayer he concludes with thanksgiving. We thank you, our God, and we praise your glorious name. So what belongs to Jesus? The short answer is everything. It's all his. It all belongs to him. The kingdom, the power, and glory. All possessions, every molecule, every atom of this planet is his already. That should really encourage you if you have health issues. Guess what? Your body is his. That's why Romans 12:1 is so meaningful, because what's our response to the mercy and grace of God that he's given us, that Jesus died for our sins? The only rational response is to present our bodies back to him as a living sacrifice to him. They're his anyway. But our reasonable service, our spiritual worship is to say, Lord Jesus, this that's already yours anyway, I give back to you in service to you. It's all his anyway. All power is his. All glory is his. Hey, Heavenly Father, you are such a good, good Father. We're here today to celebrate your goodness and that you are the God of the watering can, the God who brings up flowers in the desert. And we thank you for how you walk with us as our good shepherd through the darkest valleys, but you lead us to the green pastures and to the quiet waters. And thank you for the brothers and sisters you place around us to walk with us, hand in hand, holding each other up. And Lord, we praise you. It's all yours anyway, the kingdom, the power, and glory. And we worship you and thank you for your infinite goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.